Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
It's really easy for leaders to start to think that your world only revolves around you. But at the end of the day, successful leadership is about the people closest to you actually thriving the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I was man, to the outside world, to speakers, to band people, to partners, to all the people on the outer concentric circles of my world, they loved Brad. Like they thought Brad was awesome. They would say, "Oh, I want to come work at Catalyst someday." And mm-hmm. and the people closest to me were saying, "Well, you know what? Like, we're not sure that's the story." And it was just all a recalibration. And I'm glad I did it. And that's so much of the story of H3 is me sharing that, hopefully in a way that is both vulnerable as well as practical to leaders, because so many of us struggle with this.
Yeah. Brad, what are some of the signs of burnout, maybe not just in a leadership role, but in our lives in general? I sometimes think I'm burned out when I sit on the edge of my bed and I'm, you know, I stare at a sock for 20 minutes and I go, yeah, I'm probably burned out, because it's just, I can't, yeah. You know, I'm feeling like, uh-oh. So we're going to go to break here in just a couple of minutes, but what are some signs of burnout?
I would say this, if you're really agitated more often than normal, mm-hmm. That's usually a sign. The small things that shouldn't agitate you end up agitating you.
Okay.
If you quit celebrating, I mentioned that one earlier.
I like that.
If you stop celebrating
yep.
the small wins. If you find that you don't have time for the people who helped you get there. So like all of a sudden you have this sense of the only time I have is for people who can do something for me. Like transactional becomes your mindset compared to relational.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a sign of a potential burnout. And then I'd say a fourth one is that you feel like the pressure of the world is upon you and you
mm-hmm.
have no escape. And I think that's many times the feeling of I can't escape this, therefore I'm just going to implode.
Mm.
A lot of times, Bill, that's because you have no margin in your life. Like the lack of Sabbath, the lack of margin becomes this force field that then makes you explode. So those would be four.
Wow, lack of margin. That's what you're killing me with right
now. Lack of margin.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
interesting. And then you start treating people almost in a consumer mentality, don't you?
Like, absolutely. What? Everything becomes transactional.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.